Can an employer in Barbados force unvaccinated workers to produce negative PCR tests on a regular basis if they want to keep their jobs? Today's Nation newspaper reports that a local shipping company has told its workers that's just what they will have to do, and it is producing diverging views. One local lawyer says it is a material change to the workers' contract of employment. Employers cannot do that without the consent of the workers, or it is constructive unfair dismissal. According to Michelle Russell, Barbados has the Discrimination Act that was passed last year. She says that under that law, employers cannot adopt measures they see being used in other Caribbean countries like St. Vincent and Antigua, where this practice of requiring biweekly COVID-19 results from unvaccinated employees is being used. According to her, the company would have to prove that the vaccination or tests were integral to the employees executing their duties, or that the workplace would be unsafe without the measures. Earlier this month, prominent Caribbean law professor Rosemary Bell-Antoine, who is with the UWI in Trinidad, said COVID-19 vaccination could be made compulsory without violating human rights, the Constitution, and the law. She said it is a fairly easy sell for her to accept that mandatory vaccination is constitutionally legitimate because we have good precedent for it, since we already have laws mandating vaccines for children's entry into schools. She added that several of the constitutions in the Caribbean specify public health, and even going further, infectious diseases, as acceptable rationales for limiting rights. However, workers at the shipping company at the center of the issue in Barbados are puzzled. One of them told the Nation that if you have the vaccine, you can still get the virus, and reasoned that they shouldn't be singled out and treated any differently because, in their view, it is a personal choice. The newspaper also quotes Labour Minister Colin Jordan as saying the employer has a duty to try to keep the workplace safe under the Safety and Health at Work Act, though he repeated that by law it is not now mandatory to take the vaccine. But he doesn't appear to accept the argument that what the company involved has done is discriminatory. The minister is quoted as saying, "If you are putting me at risk and an employer says, 'No, I cannot allow you to put others at risk,' I'm not sure you can claim discrimination. Your rights come with conditions, and those conditions are that the expression of your rights cannot infringe the rights of others." Ed Clark of the Barbados Private Sector Association tells us that it may have to be tested in court at some point.
You cannot have people in the front line not being vaccinated, not being tested, and serving people, providing service to people on a continuous basis. And that goes in all aspects of business and the public sector. We have people in the health service that are not vaccinated, teachers, frontline workers not vaccinated. The hotel and tourism sector, many people not vaccinated. In many business houses, many people not vaccinated. And it cannot continue, David. This country cannot continue with a problem where when somebody comes to work with COVID, you have to shut down the office, shut down the business, isolate people for a few days, and continue. So that is not a sustainable solution. We cannot do that. So we have to try and prevent this widespread of the COVID by encouraging more people to get vaccinated. But if you can't, at some time, you have to regulate your business requirements. Who can enter your business? Who can come to work in your business?
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Hello, you've reached the Sagicor Life Inc. customer service call center. Wait, don't hang up. This is not a recording.
We've extended our hours, so now you can call us until 8 p.m. on weekdays. So when you have a request or query, you can give us a call at 467-7707, and we'll be here to assist you. For your convenience, we're now available until 8 p.m. Too busy during the day? Let's talk later. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.